Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 196. Today's topic is all about education-based marketing. So educating your prospects, educating your customers on everything and anything that they would need to know and understand about your business. So this topic has been around for quite some time, but it has really been coming to kind of a crossroads because the level of transparency that prospects and even customers are asking on a regular basis is just increasing at an insane rate. I mean, people asking things that they have never asked before. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I mean, one reason is the amount of options that your customers have, your prospects have increased exponentially. So if they're able to really shop your business, they're going to need to be more heavily educated. But the other big reason is just with everything going on around us, they're scared, they're nervous, they're wanting to make sure that they make the right decision. So in any kind of uncertain economy and uncertain times, education-based marketing becomes a really great strategy to use on a regular basis. It's really a great strategy. So this is the perfect time to really separate your business from the pack. So how do you approach this? What do you do? What type of content, what medium, and all of that good stuff. So there's a really great book called They Ask, You Answer. And the premise of the book, and really the summary, is getting a list of all the different things that your customers are asking and starting to answer those questions on the web. And we're going to talk through the mediums in just a second. So the first step is really just getting a good handle of what is everything they're asking. So what do they want to know? What do they need to know? Is there anything that's tripping them up in the buying process? Are they pausing? Are they asking for references? I mean, and it obviously, it depends on the type of local business you're operating, but I want you to make a list, a really long list of all of those different questions. Everything. Everything and anything. The second list that I want you to make is a list of all the different questions that they're not asking you that you feel that they should. Let's say you have a pool business. Whether you're installing pools, cleaning, there are so many different questions around that business. You could make a list of hundreds of different questions. So get those lists. But then I also really want you to look a little bit outside the box of, are there some things that they're not asking you that they should be asking? So get all of these different questions on a sheet. Then if you have a team, send that over to your team and ask them to add some questions. Because your team is going to have some questions that you didn't think of. And they're going to say, well, I'm getting these things asked. A lot of different ways to make those lists and just gather anything and everything onto that list. Then what I'm going to want you to do is to figure out what is the medium of content that you're most comfortable in. And that's the key here. Because what I've been finding after speaking with a lot of you, I mean, again, we're almost 200 episodes in. And you're taking actions, but when I'm suggesting things like video or audio, some people are just not comfortable. So rather than you overthinking things, rather than this turning into a whole production, I want you to just look at, what are you most comfortable with doing? Is it text? Is it video? Is it audio? And I just want you to start. Pick a question a day and you're going to answer it on whatever medium you're most comfortable. You want to go answer it on your Facebook page? Answer it on your Facebook page. Copy and paste that. Put it on your website. Build out your FAQ page across your website. If you think you're good at video or you enjoy video, start with video and then get the other mediums of content out of it. Get it transcribed. Now you have an audio. You could take all those video assets and move them down the funnel, the audio, the transcriptions for text, etc. But if you're not great at video, I don't want to pigeonhole you and have you start to really overthink this. The whole goal is to turn up the amount of education that you're currently doing with all of your prospects and customers. You need to be educating them each and every single day. So the first step is all of these different questions. The second step is I want to look at, is there a way or a tactic that you can use that's a little bit more formal, where you can gather all of these different people and educate them on a particular topic? So for example, let's stick with the pool example. Could you do a webinar? Could you do a Facebook Live? Could you do a live Twitter back and forth? I'm not even sure I know there's a technical term, like live tweeting, where once a month for an hour, you're going to give them some really good content on one particular topic. And then that topic is then going to get chopped up into little bits and pieces, and you're going to get that content out to the universe. The whole play here is that I want you to stay top of mind, that you and your business are the main and the only choice. And one of the best ways that I've found to do that is by giving out education. Education, education, education. By way of text, audio, video, imagery, white papers, webinars, blog posts, social media content, whatever you are, again, most comfortable with and you and your team have the capacity to execute. And that, again, is the key. I don't want this to be a massive process that gets, again, overthought and it just ends up never coming to fruition. Pick the method that you're best at and execute it. Again, now more than ever, you need to be over-educating all of your prospects and customers. Get out there, take some action, start educating. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.